The Today FM Breakfast Podcast sounds great everywhere you are in Australia. And now you can discover your own backyard for less with the Qantas Australia-wide sale. Book by 11th of Feb at Qantas.com or visit your travel agent. T's and C's apply.
Hello, podcast listeners, you big fat legends. I'm saying as in your legend part of you is fat.
Lots of legendariness.
We know what you mean.
Yeah, I'm just clarifying.
It's feeling a little tender after Tiff called in just to reveal her past of dating super hot, mega ripped stripper.
That's exciting.
Who'd had a house paid off. That was the bit that really struck me when you told me the story the first time when she was like stripper, thinking she was being all salacious. I was like, really, paid the house off? She's like, that wasn't the point of the story.
Felt this shitty.
On today's show, we also had stars of reality TV, our favourite Malakas from Gogglebox. Anastasia and Faye.
Learned what Malacca meant as well for those that didn't
know. It's funny how you can swear in other languages on television and no one seems to care.
It's true.
Like Akmal used to always say when we would say we have a tease coming up in our radio program because he was loose as a goose, he would always say, yes, we have elastizi coming up, which apparently means ass.
Elastizi. Testizi. Yeah, it does.
Yeah, in Arabic.
It does.
Yeah.
It's funny, like huh? The main thing in Arabic that you call someone, I'm not going to say the word because there'll be Arabs listening, but it pretty much is calling someone a dirty prostitute.
Wow.
But you say it's like your kids.
Oh. Everyone gets
and
it.
And you say, go, another thing you tell someone is to go F your mother.
So it's like in the UAE when they when the Qatar beat the UAE in the Asian Cup recently and people threw their shoe on the field.
Yeah,
that's very,
offensive.
Very offensive.
Like I told you, remember my gay auntie threw her shoe at
Tony Abbott.
Right. Tony Abbott.
Oh, that's backfilled the context now.
Exactly. It's very offensive.
Good to own a Payless shoes, tell you what, when there's something coming up.
Exactly right.
All right, have a nice podcast.
Enjoy.
But do you know what, though? Do you know what I realised last night watching Channel 10?
What? To me.
For one of their promos, for one of their shows, maybe Changing Rooms, I can't remember, they're using our bloody song.
Yeah. I mean, we definitely own it as well. It's not the guy that sings the song.
It's the Brand New Day. I'm like, piss off, Channel 10.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Grant, any of your thoughts on that?
I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Yeah, I thought you might. Grant, we've got a big, big show today. We've got Anastasia and Faye from Gogglebox joining us.
Survey says.
Yeah, it used to, mate, before it got axed. And we've got Lizzie from Maths who is going to be joining us. She's the one that was paired up. No, she's the one with that awful Bronson guy. Mm.
She's the one.
With awful Sam.
Oh, no, she's the one that the guy left her to go and be with his ex in New Zealand.
After he body shamed her a bit to his mates.
After he body shamed her.
Grant, what do you think of him?
I'm on the TV.
Yeah, I know you are, mate. Grant, it's never far from your mind. Grant is on his way in, but we've also got the $50,000 secret sound. Now, Grant, you're not meant to, but if you were to guess what you thought the secret sound was, why not? Let's go rogue. Grant, Danielle, what do you believe the secret sound to be?
Hi, I'm Grant Denyer.
Yeah, it's not you, mate. Not everything is you.
We didn't even go to the adjudicators for that one.
I prefer this. I just need this. I don't need him in live. I just need this.
We've also got Anastasia and Faye from Gogglebox.
Yeah.
Malacca, did you?
Yeah.
I was listening.
Grant,
I agree with you wholeheartedly, Ed.
He agreed.
Say that.
All right, let's get rid of Ash too. Let's record a bit of Ash. Get rid of her too.
All right, good luck, mate.
Today FM Breakfast with...
Hi, I'm Grant Denyer.
Yeah. Ed Cavalier and Ash London.
From the House of Highbrow News, because you know I like to bring it when it comes to leading news breaks, guys, and that's what I'm renowned for. Forget the scientists on Maths, everybody. I've got the big news right here. Mm. Get ready, sit back and relax.
We're ready, babe.
You didn't know this, but sniffing your partner's farts could help ward off disease. That is the headline. Mm. And let me elaborate, because this could change your life. This could extend years to your life.
I think Granny's doing these live.
It's really hard to talk in the microphone when you got to use your...
Now he's going to do that.
What is he doing under the desk?
God, I'll have to talk back under this.
Shizzy, get out of the studio.
God, some collateral damage on here.
All right.
So picture this, right? You're lying in bed on a Saturday morning. You're having a nice little snooze with your loved one and they let one rip. Now, obviously... No. Normally the tendency would be pull the doona over the top for a nice little healthy Dutch oven.
Yeah.
Now, whilst there have been recorded cases where people have died from Dutch ovens, also a cool
no
story.
One's died from a Dutch oven, Grant Denyer.
Google it. Because there is an excessive amount of hydrogen sulfide that is released in your gas. Right, but it turns...
What's our limit? Like what are the radio codes? Like at what point does the license just get taken off us?
But hydrogen sulfide, guys, this is where it gets sciencey, so bear with me, guys. Hang on. This might be above your level. But it can help reduce the risk of heart attack, stroke, cancer, and stave off dementia. Oh. Do you know why?
Oh, I'm getting healthier as we speak.
Buddy, bean work last night. Now,
the partner? Why is it your partner?
Because they're the people that fart around you the most.
Exactly. Oh God. When your cells get sick, like on a molecular level, we're talking DNA here. So come on, stick with me.
Now
cells create their own hydrogen sulfide, which is the same as that noxious gas that comes out of your bum.
Right.
So when you've got sick cells, your body creates hydrogen sulfide. Instead, you can just sniff it in and live longer.
So I walk in and the doctor says, "Hello, Mr. Cavalier, please pull my finger." Right. You're going to be take two of these, you'll be fine in the morning. I've invented a new game. You call yourself the Game Show King, Grant Denyer, but there's a new sheriff in town, and it's me. So I've got a game called Guess the Suburb. I'm going to watching Channel 9 News last night, and there was an incident that took place in a suburb, and I'll play you the incident, and then you have to guess, based on the facts, which suburb you think it took place in.
I'm excited.
Sounds fun.
It's a really fun game. So 131060, if you want to play Guess the Suburb. MC, what are we playing for today?
Well, we're thinking night out sorted, tickets to the Sydney Comedy Festival, and we'll take care of dinner as well.
Heaven, that's a great prize, but I'm going to win this competition.
So. Actually, you have a competitive advantage that I don't want to give away.
Okay.
I think I now know the first suburb.
131060, if you want to play Guess the Suburb. Watching the news last night, thought of a new game called Guess the Suburb. So I'm going to play the news story, and I've cut off the bit where they tell you whereabouts it took place.
Gotcha.
And you just, by the information, you got to guess me.
So excited.
Guess this suburb.
Police are investigating new dash cam video of reckless drivers celebrating a wedding in Western Sydney.
I know where it is.
Two youths and a motorbike can be seen doing burnouts on a blocked off public street.
No, hang on, maybe you're bad.
Do I go last?
Yeah, she's so excited.
Can I write what I think it is on the back of the
paper? Write it on the back before we start guessing. So in Guess the Suburb, here's what we know. Burnouts to inspire a wedding. And we've got utes and motorbikes. Let's go to the phones. Aaron, where do you think it took place?
Well, I said Western Suburbs, so I would probably say it could be anywhere from Auburn to Maryland.
Yeah, now I'm going to need a suburb, Aaron.
I'll go Maryland. I mean, Salim Mahaja was pretty crazy wedding, you know. So
you've mentioned the S word, Salim Mahaja. All right, Aaron from Rylemead, our first caller. Let's just hear this news story again.
Police are investigating new dash cam video of reckless drivers celebrating a wedding in Western Sydney. Two utes and a motorbike can be seen doing burnouts on a blocked-off public street.
Oh, Aaron said Maryland's. Let's hear what the answer is.
On a blocked-off public street in Maryland.
Hey, he's done it!
Wow.
Aaron, you've won Guess the Suburb.
Mabruk, Aaron, mabruk.
Thank you.
Well done. This game's too easy.
Yeah.
We were just chatting off air about how you've got to know these days, if you're in a long-term relationship, how to access the money if something terrible would happen to your partner. So, Grant, I imagine you've got no idea about anything, that your wife, Shezzy, gives you $50 in a Snap-Lock bag each week and pats you on the head.
I still got a Velcro wallet, mate.
Ripchow, the big dog.
Crack it open.
Heavy because of all the coins in there and that zippy bit.
She's got enough for a sunny boy. Now, this has gone to the extreme, guys, because the CEO of a cryptocurrency website entrepreneur has died at the age of 30, which is sad in itself, with the passwords to $275 million worth of cryptocurrency and cash. These passwords have died with this person.
Yeah.
His wife, now widow, and we're sorry that this person has passed away, as she said, doesn't know the passwords. They're all in a five-year... He's put them all in a laptop, which is an old laptop.
With an encrypted USB key.
Correct. So no one, Grant, can get access to this $275 million.
I thought everything was hackable, but it turns out... This laptop is just impenetrable.
He was super anal about security. Like, no one knows more than him about cybersecurity. So they've got all these experts in from all around the world who have come in to try and hack it, and they've had some limited success, but nothing. And this got me scared because I'm like, if my husband died, I wouldn't even know how to pay our mortgages. I know nothing. Like, I know, like, my money goes into the account. I don't know.
So you don't do the internet banking?
I have, well, as you know from past experience, I am given $800 a month on a key card as a budget. So
because there was a problem with Uber Eats, wasn't there?
Yeah, a lot. So,
there was an issue with Uber Eats,
so I have
wasn't
that
there?
Much. So I could go in with my little bank card, but this is terrifying. This poor widow, nearly $300 million that she cannot access.
And she's just, imagine, okay, put yourself in this position. You think you've got $275 million, but you're staring at a USB.
That's
do you know what I mean? Like people have pictures of their dogs on a USB. You can't, it doesn't fit into an ATM. You can't take it to the NAB and go, could I get me 275 mil, please? It's bad luck.
It'd be so
but what happens when, this is so sad, when secrets die with a person, there's nothing you can do, Ash.
Unless you're my mother.
Oh.
So my mum has a great relationship with Jesus.
Oh, okay.
And this was used against me when I was a kid. So if I tried to lie to my mom, she'd be like, well, I'm just going to ask Jesus. And then once we're having a fight and I said, I wish I was never born.
Oh.
And she made me go into the corner and stare at the corner and say sorry to Jesus. Like Jesus was an active part of our life growing up. And when her mom died, my grandmother was a dressmaker. She had all these beautiful dresses. And she died. It was super sad. And mum realized that we didn't know where any of her jewelry was, her engagement rings, all her beautiful antique diamonds. And mum was really sad because, you know, they're important to pass on to future generations. So she, you know, went to bed one night. She asked Jesus, she said, you know, Lord, where are the rings? And she had a vision from Jesus of the inside of the pockets of one of my grandmother's dresses that she'd made. So mum got up and went into the spare room and found this dress and reached into the pocket. And my grandmother had sewn into the inside lining of the pocket. It was a safety pin. And on the side of the safety pin were the diamond rings. Yeah.
Oh, they were there.
They were there.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
How does Jesus go with USBs?
we'll get Lydia D on the phone to ask.
Today FM morning.
Today FM's Alpha Bucks.
This never happens.
Ed
has not made it into the studio, so it's just you and me, Granny.
Ed Cavalier
what are all
the
things?
Now.
What are all the things we want to say, but he won't let us because he's a mega brain.
He's a big, tall, goofy weirdo who wears strange clothes and chinos haven't been in since 94.
He's got an amazing body, but he won't ever show anyone it, and he's got sick pecs.
Take your shirt
Get your
off.
Kid off.
And
show
his calves
rig.
Are a weird shape. It's his skinny legs, and then his calves pop out,
they're
and all of a sudden they're
calves,
there.
Though, aren't they?
And his wife's too hot for him.
He's punching above.
He's here now.
He's here now.
What I miss?
Nothing.
We love you.
It is 7:02 on Today FM Breakfast. It's Alpha Bucks time. That's what you missed. We're trying to give away some cash.
Great. So imagine you guys have been banging on for 3 minutes about nothing before Grant plays the game that's meant to take a minute. All right, Rachel from Hornsby, let's get it going.
Hi, guys.
Hi. 30 seconds answer 10 questions, $100 for every question, 10 grand if you can get them all. Your letter today, Rachel, is R for Rachel.
Okay. Right.
Best of luck. Here we go. Name a breakfast cereal.
Pass.
A confectionery item.
Rainbow strips.
Sports brand.
Reebok.
Simpsons character.
Ralph.
Shampoo brand.
Ha.
Comedian.
Ha.
An exercise.
Running.
An American president.
Ha.
An occupation.
Residential advisor.
A magazine. Hello and welcome to the Department of Residential Advisory.
they gave you residential advisor, Rachel.
Thank you.
You're a legend.
$500 is all yours, darling. Congratulations.
What other economy? So I guess there would be like.
Can you name
Ray Romano,
real estate agent, recruitment officer, receptionist,
Red Brewster.
Manager.
Cashier.
Yeah, I mean, it's not as good as residential advisor, but you've got to try.
So good.
He was a weather presenter on Sunrise, a race car driver, hosted Family Feud, and much, much more.
I'm on the TV.
These are the Denya Diaries.
Today, I would like to take you to my high school play that ended in hospital and had everybody questioning my sexuality.
All right, I am strapped in for this one, baby girl.
It was 1994. I was 17 and in a school play. It was an Irish play. I played a gay Irishman, actually,
amazing.
In this play, which was pretty hard going for my dad.
He hates the Irish.
don't think he was his proudest moment in his young motor racing son to see him on stage as a gay Irishman. But you know what? I killed it. I was amazing. Obviously. Let's face it. I had the full flares going on. I had a bright orange vest, crazy shirt with a high collar, and yes, so much makeup on. Lipstick, eyeliner, rouge.
Rouge. No one calls it rouge, babe. It's blush.
No, I don't know. Whatever it's bloody called. Let's just say I look like a gorgeous drag queen. In fact, to be honest, I reckon I look better as a chick than I do as a dude.
All
but
right.
That's a story for another day.
That's interesting, yeah.
There was this scene in the show, right? So it's an Irish show. It's about a raid in Northern Ireland and all the lights go out. There's a lot of flashbangs going off. There's strobe lights. There's pyros. Pyros in a high school play, yeah. I might add, is pretty next level.
Budget.
Right. So what we had to do as the police raided us, we had to run in this chaotic scene across the stage and it was dark and there was this chick coming the other way and she had this massive rifle. And because she couldn't see where she was going, she kind of ran with the rifle first.
Oh, no.
I came the other direction and the bolt of that rifle cracked me right in the bridge of the nose.
Oh.
Bang! Whammo.
Was it? Did you bleed straight away?
Did not bleed.
Couldn't
but as it turns out, I was knocked unconscious.
Oh, God.
But not an unconscious in which you fall down asleep. I was still on my feet, but still operating.
What?
But in an automated way. I was locked in character. So as Rio Rita in the Irish play, I finished the show, I finished my lines, I took the curtain call and killed it. It wasn't until I got back to the change rooms where we sit down and everyone's high-fiving and congratulating each other for an amazing show. They said, Grant, how did you go? Did you enjoy yourself? I said, yeah, I did. What time is it? Oh, it's 8:44. Did I take my curtain call? Yes, you did. What time is it? 8:44. Did I take my curtain call?
Oh my God.
And they went, something's wrong with Grant. And then the one thing that happens to every kid when you're under the age of 18, quick, get mum.
Yeah.
So they rang and got mum. She came down out of the audience. She sees me. She looks at me. They said, we're going to have to call the ambulance. He's clearly locked in character. He's stuck
what?
As this gay Irishman. Nothing
so
could get me
crap.
Out.
Locked in character. What are you, Daniel? What are you, Daniel Day-Lewis?
Full flamboyant. Like,
no.
And like quite ultra sexual as well. I look like a transvestite, right? So my mum's going, nobody takes him to hospital till I get this makeup up. Quick, get me a face washer, stat.
Get rid of the rouge.
And she's scrubbing my eyes, getting the rouge off, getting the lipstick off, getting the eyeliner off. I get in an ambulance, get to the hospital, and we're lying down in front of the premium brain surgeon there at that facility who's laying me down. It's all looking pretty serious. My mum's thinking that she's going to have now a gay Irish son for the rest of her life.
Yeah, why not?
And the doctor lays me down, does a test. He grabs my leg and he lifts it up and he goes, can you feel this? Can you feel this? And I went, yes, as a matter of fact, I can. And it feels wonderful. And
Grant.
And while you're at it, now my upper thigh is hurting
no,
me.
No,
you are full of crap.
That is true.
No.
It is true.
No. You are lying.
To this day, you're making up stories.
Bull crap.
This is
you
it.
Call my mum and she will confirm it. And they had to put me into an induced coma.
Jesus.
And just hope that I woke up as Grant Denyer the next day.
Well, can we put you in a coma to wake up as someone else tomorrow? Get back in the coma.
Of course you can.
I think
be wonderful.
At one point we need to speak to the mum. I think you've made that up.
100% true. The entire cast of the play The Hostage can absolutely guarantee this story.
Oh, I wish I'd been there.
I was a hostage in my own body.
You can enjoy Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalier and Ash London anytime, anywhere. Just download and subscribe to the podcast now at todayfm.com.au.
Gogglebox Australia Season 9 starts this Thursday, 8:30 on Channel 10. Woo-hoo. It is one of my favourite shows on television. And from that favourite show, everybody's favourite ladies, Anastasia and Faye. Welcome, Malakas.
Yay.
Yeah, good morning, Malaka. How are you?
So good to see you, girls.
Can I clarify something off the bat? Because the word Malaka I'd never heard before till you came along and I fell in love with you. You're so much fun to watch on the show.
Yeah, thank you.
I started using the word around the house and with the family and with the kids. Yeah. I don't know what the word means.
It means wanker.
Should I be using it?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It does. Seriously, it does. That's what it... But when you say it, you're not implying that, but that's what the real meaning is.
Okay, gotcha.
So you've been calling your kids wankers.
Yeah. Come here, Scouty, you really little malacca.
How old are your kids, Grant?
Three and seven.
They're so lovely. Cute.
I can't wait till they start dropping that in the
They're
in the schoolyard.
Already.
Now, Anastasia, we know you are a big fan of GD. Did you want to get the love fest out of the way now?
Yeah, do it now.
Oh, I love you, Grant. I do. You know what? If you ever want a second wife, I'm here. Oh,
that's really nice. I appreciate it. My wife's listening, but that's lovely.
I know she is. I know your wife. She agrees.
You were a big fan of The Feud. It was wonderful to have your support. You loved the show, didn't you?
I did, and I don't know why it came off. That was like sad. That was like sad for Australia.
Yeah, it was sad for Australia.
I was really, really sad that it went off air.
Grant, were you sad when it went off air?
Yeah, I was a little bit sad, yeah.
I was all right. I was okay.
Yeah. I got over it.
I was okay, actually. Yeah, I was pretty.
Now, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here, currently on the TV, and look, Angie and Evie are on there, but let's be honest. I think you were the Gogglebox contestants that people wanted. They came to you first, obviously, right?
Yeah. Did you guys get asked?
I no speak English.
Oh, you don't speak English. You no speak English. Oh, that is a shame.
I don't understand. I don't speak the English.
Why wouldn't you go into the jungle? Yeah, you'd be so good.
Why'd you say
no? Sorry, Ash, to burst your bubble, but no.
No.
We didn't get
What about Dancing with the Stars? You guys could have been the first couple that went on there, like no dancer, just you guys dancing together. Wouldn't that have been good?
Not with our dodgy knees. Yeah. And
my ass would take up the whole screen.
I've got photos to prove that.
Hello. New idea. Watch out.
The jungle wouldn't have been that bad. What's wrong with eating a little bit of ostrich anus over in South Africa?
Did you see it last night? No. Did you see what they ate last night?
Pig's feet, rat's feet.
Evie ate rats' feet.
Oh, gosh. You must have got those at a Porto's from Broadway.
It was disgusting.
What about Married at First Sight? Because I know you girls would be very passionate about
that. That's a train wreck, man.
That would be Anna. Anna, the single one, she can go on Married
I might be dateless, but I'm not desperate.
Would you?
has it been a while, has it, Dale?
Me? Oh.
Yeah.
Which part, Grant?
Which part? I might be seeing somebody. I might be.
Yes.
Wow. You're a celebrity now. So is it someone else in the public eye or is it a civilian?
No.
You're dating a civilian.
It's a civilian.
And did they come up to you and say, "Hey, are you?" Did they know that you were on the show before you got together?
No idea.
Tinder, Bumble.
Wow. Where'd you meet?
That's all I'm saying.
Did you? Whoa.
I know. Speak the English.
Yeah, I know. Dropping out. Well, it's a lot of fun. Now, Houston, you've got your catchphrase, guys. The M word that we've been using a lot here this morning.
Malacca.
Yeah, absolutely. So the internet is full of montages of you guys doing this.
Malacca.
Yes. Malacca.
Malacca.
Listen, you Malacca kebab man.
Yeah, so I reckon you guys should have, when you guys come on the show, you're the only ones, I think, that deserve their own opening theme song. So I've made one for you. Is that all right? So
yes,
I think tonight.
Go for it.
All right. So when on Thursday 8:30, when we're doing Gogglebox and everyone else is having a go, and then you guys come on the screen, this should play before you start.
Malacca, 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 kebab man.
I love it.
That's for you.
I love
Take it. Take it with you.
We love you, girls.
Good on you.
I love Grant more, but I love you.
Yeah. Oh, I'm a happy second. There you go.
8:30 Thursday, Channel 10, Season 9, all kicks off. Gogglebox Australia, Faye Anastasia, thanks so much for coming
Foxtel
on the show.
And Foxtel tonight. Foxtel tonight.
Done. Watch it on both.
Love you.
Watch it twice. 7:29 today AFM.
Man, this is such an odd thing to be talking about. But
it's 2019, bro.
It is 2019, and the big promo that they've been running all week was Will or Won't the 29-year-old virgin. Sort of, you know, for the first time.
Yeah, and it's funny because it's like every time you watch Maths, every time they go back to that storyline, it's Matt, the 29-year-old virgin. Like it's his job. Like he goes every day to his job as a virgin and gets paid to be the virgin.
It's on his business card. Yeah. It's his LinkedIn profile. We had him in here, lovely guy.
Sweetheart.
But you asked him, Ash, hey, look, since, you know, the show started, has it happened?
Yeah.
And he gave the usual response, Grant, which is you're going to have to keep watching to find out.
Mm. That's right.
Well, last night we found out when this took place.
Loz deserves more than me just telling her how much she means to me. She deserves me to show her how much she means to me.
Puzzles last night I lost my virginity.
Yay! Oh, the V plates are off.
They're off.
You know, and it was actually a threesome because there were three in the bed. There was Matt, his wife, and a Channel 9 producer.
Seriously? And even watching them kiss, you can't help but imagine the fact that there is a cameraman doing a zoom in on the face. But you know, I had to go to bed. It was so awkward for me to watch last night.
Oh, yeah, because it would have gone off like an unmanned hose, mate. Like, it would have.
Oh, God.
It would have been wild.
I reckon it would have been the opposite. I reckon IRL, he would have been so nervous. She would have had to work overtime to ensure
to get into
the,
that point.
The help me somewhat. The
no, you're the, doing fine.
The, yep.
To make,
so what are you trying to
make
say?
It be able to be that.
Oh, to launch the rocket.
Yeah. To get it to the position
to
of launch position.
Yeah.
Because when it's,
no,
when
on,
people are nervous, it's hard. And he was so nervous he couldn't even kiss her.
Needed help so he could
remember,
stand to attention.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Well, remember, you got to remember the lead up to it. He went to hospital like on Monday night through a panic attack at the idea of nearly having sex.
Yeah.
So to actually go through the next phase must have taken a lot of willpower.
Do you know what I think's actually happened? I think a month passed between the first attempt visit to the hospital and they're just like, that happened last week, I reckon. Like, he was so nervous. Mm. I can't imagine a world in which he went from panic attack or the thought of having a spa bath with someone to losing his virginity at 29 and it actually happening. Mm. You know what I mean?
Mm. I stopped listening after Grant said spurt town.
Front page of the telly today. US accents are on the ascent. Someone clever came up with that, isn't
that's
that?
Good.
Like
accents
it.
On the ascent.
Ascent.
So there's a rise in Aussie kids picking up US slang pronunciations and accents because of the screens, the TV shows and the gaming and all the Americans.
Because in a separate study today, they're saying that a child of 8 will have already spent 1 year of their life in front of a screen.
Ooh.
Ergo, if most of the things have American accents, they're going to pick up an American accent.
Of course.
And Grant, you piped up when this started and said, hang on. This could be happening in my house.
This is happening so much. I noticed just the other day, Sailor is now talking with an American accent. So she watches a lot of YouTube.
And she's 6 at the moment? 6?
She's 7.
7, okay, great.
What is she watching on YouTube?
She watches people do like escape challenges in their own home. There's a family called the Jaegers who make about $5 million a year.
I don't know the Jaegers. I hate them.
Yeah,
it's I reckon painful. I'd want to punch those people in the face.
I watched Scouty was watching YouTube the other day, and like she's 3, and she was watching how depressing and lonely and boring is our house. She was watching other kids pull on their socks.
What?
And that was 5 million views.
No, that's
but all of this
weird.
Is coming from America. All of it's American content, so it's having a massive effect on how Sailor talks. And I was like, there's no chance in hell that any kid of mine is going to talk with an American accent. No way, but it's happening.
Yeah, we actually got her to record some stuff off air for our show, Grant. You were getting her to record some stuff. Mm. This is Sailor, 7 years old, Australian.
Today FM breakfast. Bam, what?
Okay. Especially the last little thing.
I love it.
Bam, what?
Okay.
Yes, I should be a new promo. Bam, what? So American.
A bit more?
I love you guys.
So that's her talking to her YouTube channel. Who's she talking to there?
Yeah, she was just talking to us.
So she's talking to us there, but that's fully American, and she's not putting that on.
Yeah, it's
play that again.
I love you guys.
Yeah, it does sound American.
So natural. That's how does so that make American. You feel hearing your child speak like that?
Well, it's when they start like the Z and the Z. So when you do the alphabet, like, you know, they're now saying Z instead of Z, but
right.
or the word due, you know, like rent's due, it's now do.
Oh, rent due.
Or duplicate. So there's kind of weird little changes like that. Obviously, there's lit and shade and all those kind of colloquialisms.
Obviously.
Oh, my God. Are they using cool slang?
Obviously. Yeah.
Oh,
well, even Scouty.
Shade.
Well, everything used to be bum in this country. Now it's butt, which is American.
Yeah,
that's like when Scouty calls you like a hairy butthole. Yeah. You know that, which she does. You know she's been watching too much YouTube.
Yeah, that's the problem there.
So are you gonna change? Are you gonna do less screens? Are you gonna make them watch a country practice or something?
Well, it's hard. Unfortunately, there's less Australian content available, and everything is dominated for them in their visual world is YouTube and Netflix, and all of that is sourced from America. So it's hard. It's just hard to avoid unless you're watching Play School. But even Peppa Pig and stuff like that has a massive effect on how kids talk.
Yeah,
you know, like in America, they're having the reverse. So their mom is called a mommy. but they now calling their kids mummy because of Peppa Pig.
I love that. Are they oinking?
Yeah,
the oinking
sentence.
I love that. Oh, there you go.
Can I even be to say, this is the most American one. We said, listen, just finish it up with something, and this is what she's gone with.
Damn straight. Right, I love it.
Where is Alf Stewart with Struth and Flaming Galah? It's now damn straight.
Can I have one more? Just one more before we go?
Sure. Yeah. Fitting.
Sloodle.
Maps. Married at First Sight. We're all obsessed. And, you know, in every season, very quickly you work out who the bad people are and who the good people are. And I think we can all admit that old mate, I didn't remember his
Sam.
Name.
Sam.
Yeah.
Sam he can piss off.
The scientists paired Sam with Lizzie, and we'll get to Sam in a moment because the nice part of that duo, Lizzie joins us. Hello, Lizzie. Good morning.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're okay. So let's get straight to it, shall we?
Yep.
On your wedding day, Sam went off to talk to his mates and he said this about you.
I've never really dated girls, I guess, as big as Elizabeth in the past, to be honest. Maybe I'll get her running in the mornings or something with me, drag her out of bed, I don't know, but she'll be right.
What? Now, when did you see, that on the night, or did you see that when it went on television?
2 weeks before it went on television.
Oh, you saw it before it went on TV?
2 weeks before, and it was a mistake, like how I found out.
How did you find out?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I won't get too much into that. But, yes, I heard about it.
How did it make you feel then?
He never mentioned anything to me about my weight or anything like that. And look, I understand we all sometimes make comments, right? We're in this really condensed environment and you've got cameras in your face, so you're going to slip up occasionally. I slip up occasionally. But the thing is that he kept going with it. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And it's like he kept going with
it. But is it slipping up or revealing who he actually is? See, I think that there are two types. You can slip up and say something when you're not thinking. We call that Grant's radio career. Or you can reveal who you really are when you don't think you're being filmed. That's what I think happened there.
Yeah, I might agree with that as well.
Yeah.
Now, most people in Australia kind of rallied around you. They were like, this guy's a dick. She's gorgeous. Did you feel supported?
I did feel supported. It was really nice to have that backing there.
Yeah, and were you getting people in the DM straight up like, I think you're a babe.
Yes.
I will marry you.
No, but not only that, it was a lot of female support, which That's was good. Really, really good to have. It was really good to have. I was quite pleased with that.
Now, the rumour is, of course, that he's run off with Innes somewhere. What can you tell us about that?
You have to watch.
That's such a boring answer, babe.
That's what to find out.
That's what the former virgin told
me. But they do deserve each other, don't they?
They're different.
Yeah. That's a long
They're
pause.
Different. Do you like that adjective? They're different.
Put it this way. Did he legitimately like run off to his ex's mum's funeral or did he just do a runner?
How sus was that?
Look, as far as I know, it was genuine. As far as I know, I do know, like, it was genuine,
So what made you go on the show? What made you go, because 10,000 people applied, what made you go, yep, Married at First Sight, I'm going to have a go here?
I don't do anything by the norm. I'm like, I think you can
tell
that.
What else don't you do by the norm?
Many.
Is Norm here? I'm
just going to do the laughter.
Do you regret doing it?
No. No, I don't regret anything in life.
But there are moments watching, you come across as a bit crazy. So are you sitting at home going, that's not me? Or are you going, yeah, I am crazy?
Yeah, I'm going, you dink.
You dink.
I'm just like, that's me half the time. But like seeing myself back, I'm like, oh, God, you're annoying.
No,
you're annoying. You don't ever be quiet. But then I'm laughing. I'm just like literally like, oh, my God, I'm an idiot.
Give us something else a bit from the show. Yeah. So you know that the virgin's now a former virgin?
He's a former virgin, yes.
That's exciting.
That's very exciting. Yeah. Hands off to him. He needs a big
hands
round
off.
Of applause.
More hands,
hands
on.
Hands on.
Pants off.
And Lauren's lovely too.
Yeah, she is.
She's a beautiful girl.
And we hear that the dinner parties get pretty crazy.
They do.
Give us something. Give us something to, because, you know, you keep telling us to watch, but I might not. You need to give me something.
Oh, but
you're
going to want to. You're going to want to see tonight.
What happens? Give me one little thing.
Someone's back.
Or someone.
The big bad wolf is back tonight.
Really?
Yeah.
Sam.
And so when you keep me caged in.
Do you get one of those? You got very long talons.
Do you love
the nails?
It's a full thing happening.
Could you scratch him with them?
They're there for a reason.
Yes, girl.
They're there for a reason.
Now, girls always talk about sex, right? You do what you do. You get together. You share all the details.
Yeah.
Has Lauren told you how the sex was with the virgin?
No, she hasn't.
What? Are you desperate to know?
No.
Why not?
But it's weird because, like, I know them both, and he's just so innocent.
So you're telling me you haven't asked her how was the sex?
Look, like he's just so innocent that I don't like, I'd feel like I was prying, like I couldn't.
I've got a theory.
Yeah.
I reckon it's an act. I reckon he's really? A porn star called Kama Sutra. And that is what they're going to reveal at the very end. Okay, Lizzie, good luck. We'll be watching tonight. But one little thing before we go. So Sam is an entrepreneur, but he's also a stripper, former stripper. Isn't Sam a stripper?
Bronson,
the stripper. Yeah. I get confused.
Yeah.
There seems to be a lot of former...
really?
Big, beefy dudes.
But there seems to be a lot of former strippers in this show.
Mm. Dino is too.
And
yeah.
There you go, Dino.
Yeah.
And have you ever dated a stripper?
I have.
What? See?
I have dated a stripper. And do you know what? It's good fun.
Why is it good fun?
Is it? Or can you trust them?
Yeah, no, it's good fun. Like, the moves, yeah. Mm.
Wow.
The moves.
Oh, I see.
The moves. So they know what they're doing.
So this is normal, because to me, I'm like, I don't know anyone that's dated a stripper,
really?
But in Married at First Sight land, everyone's dating a stripper or is a stripper.
The stripper that I used to date, he did my friend at the time's hens night, and then, yeah, we dated from there.
Great pause.
So you
my friend
there.
At the time, pause, hens night. Great pause.
What a legend.
Well, has anyone else dated a stripper? 13-10-60, have you dated a stripper in your life? Because it seems as though it's much more common than...
Obviously.
It's out there.
If you haven't, you should try.
We're all married.
Thank you. I am married, but that is a wonderful suggestion. 13-10-60, have you dated a stripper? We'll be watching Maths tonight. Good on you, Lizzie. A pleasure.
Thank you, guys.
Get all the Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalli and Ash London you missed. Download and subscribe to the podcast now at todayfm.com.au.
Had Lizzie from Married at First Sight in, and we started talking about how a lot of them, particularly the men, are former strippers on this show. So then we got talking about, have you dated a stripper? Have you dated a stripper? Lizzie said, yes, she had,
said it was lots of fun.
Yeah, she said it was lots of fun. So then we asked on 13-10-60, have you dated a stripper? Yeah. And that's great. Let's go home.
We got heaps of calls. So mean. More than we thought. But there's only one person that surprisingly called up that we actually want to speak to. Hello, who is it?
Hi, it's Tiffany Hall-Cavalli. I'm calling because I dated one, Ed, but I didn't know because I was dating this gorgeous guy with this amazing rig and he was like a personal trainer, right? But then he took me on this boat and he said, we're going to have a romantic dinner on a boat. I was like, awesome. But then I got on the boat and there was no one there. Then piles of women started getting on the boat with champers and I'm thinking, this is weird. It's just him, me, all these women. Then the lights went down. He said, stay here. I've got a surprise. And we were dressed up like he was in a suit. I was dressed up and then the music started and he came out and I was like, oh my gosh, he's gonna like maybe do a little speech about me to all these women or I don't know what I was thinking. And then he takes off his jacket. I'm like, yeah, it's hot. Takes off his shirt. I'm like, oh my God. And then underneath his shirt, he had his personal training vest on. Oh. And I was like, oh my God, are we doing a session? And then he pulled out a woman out of the thing and gave her some dumbbells and she starts doing overhead press and he grabbed her bits. And I was like, and he broke the news that Saturday night he was never available for a date. Because he did this and that he had paid off his house and he was really successful.
Oh, it was a financial reason. Right. And you had no idea, even though you're walking onto a boat called Studs Afloat.
No, it was Girls Night Afloat, but I thought he had hired it out just for me. Yeah.
Why would he not just tell you? Like, well, why would he have to show you that? That's so weird.
He said if I saw him perform, I would understand how good he was and just I would get that it's not like a thing. I'm like, it's a thing. I'm out of here.
And when did Ed make the transition from stripping to comedy?
Ah, there you go. See what she's done there? See what she did there, Tiff?
Oh, Ed's got the moves. She's such a good little dancer.
Oh, is he a good lover, Tiff? Is he good in the sack?
Stop it. No.
Who, Ed?
Yeah.
No, oh, my God. You don't have to. That's so embarrassing.
You don't have to.
But he is, right?
You don't have to.
Well, I married the guy.
Yeah, that's a big no.
That's a big yes. Whose rig was better, the strippers or Ed's?
The stripper.
Ed's my guy.
Yeah, I love it. Okay. Good answer, babe.
That's good.
Anyway.
I am imagining Ed naked right now. Is that weird?
Because I am.
Yeah, it's so weird.
Sorry.
All right. Anyway.
And that is us done for the day.
Yay. I mean, what a great morning we've had. That's what I mean.
Enough talking from us. It's time to get out of here. Jabin, it's all you, mate.
Love you, bye.
The Today FM Breakfast podcast sounds great everywhere you are in Australia. And now you can discover your own backyard for less with the Qantas Australia-wide sale. Book by 11th of Feb at Qantas.com or visit your travel agent. T's and C's apply.